Coach, congratulations on making the NCAA tournament. It's bringing the program back to it, but it's also your first year. That has to feel particularly satisfying.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I was telling the other reporters that a lot of it is done way before today ever happened, or, you know, this Friday ever happens. And, you know, for me, it was just about getting them better every day. And I told them that's the goal and the message, too, get better every day, make sure we go one match at a time, and making sure we're on the same page as a team. And so you add all those things up, and that gets you to a tournament bid. And I'm just proud that they put in the work for it, and they've really taken the time to learn, you know, a new style play. And as the year's gone on, they've gotten better at it. So, you know, we look forward to try to continue that in the tournament. And you know, this time of year, it's kind of anything goes, and whoever's on is usually comes out ahead, and whoever can battle longer is has an edge. So we've had quite a lot of battles this year, as you know, and I think we're excited for Friday's matchup against Hawaii, quality opponent, and we're looking forward to it.
You've said multiple times, hey, the work gets put in a lot of ways before we ever get to whatever moment. But during the course of the season, was there ever points where you were maybe tempted to stray from whatever your game plan was? Or at this point in your coaching career, do you know how to kind of stick to it?
There's always that moment where you're second guessing yourself. And I think that's where it just comes into, hey, you know, do you trust what you see? Do you trust your staff? Do you trust your players to do everything that you've kind of set out to do, whether it be with a singular game in terms of matchups or in terms of just a performance or performances with a type of skill set, let's say passing or whatnot. You know, there's some times where you're going to struggle against the Big Ten teams because they're good servers, but, you know, you kind of have to stick with it. And I don't like pulling the leash too early, so to speak. So just making sure that we're always, you know, on the right mindset. That's probably been the biggest thing for us. And constantly reminding them that, hey, we're good, and we played against the really good teams out there. And we're able to persevere through a lot of matches this year. You know, 12 win. I told the team after Ohio State, and especially with that win on Saturday, you know, we've got one out, 15-13. Ohio State's back's against the wall. They're fighting as best they can. They win and they're in the tournament. They lose and they're out. And I'm proud that we still battled them toe to toe and knock them out of the tournament. You know, unfortunately for them, but, you know, fortunately for us is we show that we compete every step of the way.
We're talking with Fighting Illini head volleyball coach Chris Thomas. 3 wins in a row, including that big one over Minnesota here to close out the regular season. Is your squad playing their best volleyball of the year?
I think we're playing really good volleyball right now. Whether it's our best, I'm not so sure we've even hit that point yet. There's lots of things that go into consideration with that. Some of it has to do with matchups. Some of it has to do with how's everyone feeling. Definitely, you know, beginning that win makes you feel a lot better than not getting that win. I was telling the other reporters that, you know, I think about a couple weeks before that, everyone kind of got, I think they kind of tournament crept into their mind and played a little bit tighter. And because of that, I don't think we played quite as well. And we kind of, hey, let's refocus back in and make sure we're focusing on the, you know, proper things, first contacts, you know, attacking smartly, go down a list of things that we talk about. And we were able to regroup and quality win against Minnesota. Nice, really nice win against Iowa at home on Brandy Senior Night. And then, like I said, the battle against Ohio State. So. It's really nice to be playing that type of volleyball right now. And again, it's going to take that type of effort every match you play in the tournament. So it's a good way to finish out.
You get Hawaii on Friday night on the West Coast in Seattle. I've heard that you've got a bit of scout on them already. What kind of style do they play out there in the West Coast or the islands compared to what you get in the Big Ten?
Actually, not much different. I've coached in that conference for 4 years, and Hawaii always has Big Ten style players, you know, big middles, good outsides, pin hitters, good setter, nice libero. I mean, it's going to be very much a battle, and a lot of people are saying it's the toughest first-round matchup, and I wouldn't disagree with them there. There's lots of tough first-round matchups, but I think, Hawaii, historically a competitive team, and we know that coach very well, too. She was Jen's teammate in the 2008 Olympics, so we know she's as competitive as anyone, so we know they're not going to go down without a fight. But that's what we expect, and that's what we've been playing against all year, so we're ready for the challenge.
I suppose all things being equal, it's not a tough recruit for them, is it?
No. It's a nice place to play. And again, I had given a interview to one of their reporters a couple days ago, and we have a lot of respect for the Hawaii program and what they've done for volleyball. You know, they seat 10,000 people, they fill their gym. Their passion is anyone, any fan base, and so it's just good whenever you can play teams like that. And it's, you know, a lot of respect for the game for them, and they've always produced a good program. So again, excited for the matchup, and it would be tough no matter who we would have gotten. It's not like it was Hawaii or, you know, someone else. You know, we played a lot of other teams that are in the tournament this year. You know, Michigan State has Missouri State, who we played, you know, and battled us to five. They're a very good team. That's the first round matchup. Michigan has to play Colorado State. You know, that's a really good matchup. So we weren't expecting anything other than tough. And like I said, I'm proud of the way we've been fighting all the way through.
And lastly, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll go ahead and ask it anyway. Do you as a coach or a coaching staff permit yourselves to think about and prepare for Saturday if you get through Friday, or is that get to it when you get there?
You got to prep for it as a coach, and we take a look at that stuff, but our focus for the team remains on Hawaii. And, you know, Washington's hosting. There's a good chance that they'll, you know, get to the next round, but we got to take care of business first. There's no reason to look ahead. Again, I think part of the bonus of being in the Big Ten is that we've seen lots of different styles of play and player, and you know, we've had to deal with every type of hit, contact. You know, anything that we scout, we've gone over it. And the one of the things I'm most proud of is that we've been really good at making adjustments as time goes on, and as the season's gone on in our Big Ten season. So we always have a scout to start off with, but you know, in the game, what are they doing to us? You know, where can we serve differently? Kind of go down a list of items we look at, and we've been really good at making those adjustments. So I'm proud of them that they can make those adjustments, still compete at the high level, and come out with some wins as we have been.
Coach, congratulations. Nice moment for you in the program, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.